Hi.
This is how Trina. Are you?
Oh, lovely.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. No, Peter. This is Trina. And Peter,
come on now. I'm married.
You've met before, actually.
Yes, I am too. Let's not talk about that.
We are absolutely delighted to have Peter Andre on the show. I think it's been nearly a decade since we last sat down together.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, it's great, though, that I was only 11 when we did that interview.
I know, yeah.
I can't believe I've been signed up. Next year, I would have been signed up 30 years.
Well, one of the things that I told you the last time, I think you were in Easton's doing a book. It was that like 8-9 years ago?
That was,
in
actually,
the bookshop, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you, when I was about 14 or 15, I skipped school to go and meet you in HMV.
Really? Did you really?
In my school uniform and everything. And now look at us. Old.
Know, it's so... Well, definitely not old, but we are older, unfortunately. And I'm older than you. You don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
I'm 46. I don't even want to... Let's not even go there. When people say, this is how I know times have changed. So girls used to come up and say, I love you. Mm. Now they come up and say, my nan loves you.
Oh, not the nan.
No, I do love it. Yeah. And it's really nice that people are so nice. And I love the fact that it's different generations. Because you kind of, I can't believe I'm still standing. You know, like I'm still here doing what I love doing.
Did you think, though, back in the day when it all started for you? Because there were so many music acts around at the time. And they came and they went. And here you are. You're still here. Yeah.
And I think, well, I'm grateful for that. I think what it is that Dad always said to me when I was younger, he wanted me to look at people like Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. And he said, look, these guys don't just sing. They dance, they act, they perform, they entertain. And he said, you've got to do all of it. Because if you just go and sing and then they don't want to hear you sing anymore, what are you going to do then?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always had that in my mind that the minute the music started doing, you know, going down a bit, I moved into TV. Then I went back into music. Then I went to touring and then I went back to TV. And now I've gone into acting. And there's all these different things that I think is all part of the same family.
Back in the day, was it absolutely crazy when it came to the fans? Because I saw Ariana Grande just cancelled some meet and greets with fans because she's having these panic attacks and it's getting a bit much for her. Is it really full on?
Yeah, but you see, I love it. I love it. For me, it's the one time you get to talk to all the people that have been there for years. Mm. But I guess in someone like Ariana's case...
Nobody can say her name, don't worry, Peter.
Oh, jeez, I was struggling. Because she's, you know, a lot younger and it's probably still... It's only gone up for her. She hasn't had any down, as in career-wise. It probably would get a lot for her, like way too much. Whereas... If she then takes a break for a few years and comes back, she'll probably find it much easier. But it's a lot of pressure on someone like her, of her status.
Can I bring you back as well to the 90s? I'm asking you this because I do a 90s show. We play your music all the time. So what pop stars would you have been pally with at the time? Do you remember?
Well, the Smash Hits Roadshows were big in the 90s. And I had the privilege of not only performing, but I also used to present the show. And I used to introduce two groups every night on the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party. Smash Hits tour, and then people would vote which of the two new groups they liked, and the winner would perform at the poll winners party. And the two groups I was introducing every night were an unknown group called the Backstreet Boys and an unknown group called 3T, which were
Michael Jackson's nephews.
And needless to say, we've stayed friends all these years. Michael Jackson's nephews, Taj and TJ, we're like brothers now. We speak to each other all the time. And recently when I was in America, I went to their home and lovely people. Backstreet Boys, every time we see each other, it's like, no way. and I just think, wow, you know, that's how far back we went before the Backstreet Boys were known. I mean, they became the biggest...
I'm always intrigued to find out what people are doing now. What are 3T doing now? Are they still in music?
They are. Mm. TJ's just now starting to... He's bringing out a new single now and he's really getting back into music. But what they were doing was more production and more filming and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, behind the camera sort of thing. But they're such great guys. They're such great talent. They've got the tools. They've got all the musicians that want to work with them. I'm like, you've got to do this.
I know. Oh God, when you have the Jackson name and the family, how can you not be in music?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me as well about the telework that you've been doing. So obviously 60 Minute Makeover, and I think it's because I'm this age now, Peter. Very interested in shows like that. Were you insistent on having the name Peter Andre 60 Minute Makeover?
I actually said to them, are you lot mad? I can't do any DIY. Yeah. And they said, well, that's why we're going to call it Peter Andre 60 Minute Makeover. So when things go wrong, they're going to go, oh, yeah, but it's Pete, it's fine. They said to me, we're not asking you to actually do any DIY. We want you to present it. I was like, okay, thank God for that. I love doing that show.
Yeah. Do things go wrong?
All the time.
It doesn't happen in 60 minutes.
No. No, but it used to, right? And so they used to have a 30-minute, they'd prepare in the morning, then they'd blow the whistle, they'd have 30 minutes, mm-hmm. then they'd stop, prepare the rest, go in 30 minutes in the afternoon. So that they would only film and actually work for 60 minutes. Well, there was complaints, wallpaper was falling off, all sorts of things. So when they asked me to do it, I said, well, how are we, you can't lie, we can't lie. And they said, well, we've never lied. It was done in 60 minutes. I said, what are we going to do now? And they said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to say, this time we're taking our time. This is what was in the opening titles. This time we're taking our time. And what would normally take an hour will take a day. And in the next 60 minutes, you're going to see what we achieved in a day. So that's how they got around it, because it was still called 60 Minute Makeover, but it's not done in 60 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheeky, but actually they did a much better job because it lasted. I mean, mind you, I thought they did a great job on the original one, but I mean, the complaints were less because things were done over a day.
Has anybody really not liked the makeover?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's happened where someone walks in and says, I don't like it. And then I say, we're just going to show it. Like, I would rather they show it. I would rather they show them saying they don't like it, because I think that's real. But there's been times where we've had to stop and sit them down and talk to them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like crying and everything?
Oh, yeah. One lady said, I hate it. And then I didn't want to tell the designer, because imagine how you'd feel as a designer. So we were like, well, is there anything you like? No.
Nothing at all.
Well, what about the chair? I like the chair. Okay, can we just talk about the chair, right? So what do you think of this chair? Oh, I mean, God. It was brilliant, but there were times. But most of the times, people were so overwhelmed. I mean, you know, if someone's gone and done something for you and you haven't had it done, it's pretty special.
Now, talk to me about Grease. It's something that I think everyone knows the script off by heart for. Everyone knows every lyric. So there'll be no trouble getting people to sing along.
No, and the good thing about this show is that they've gone back to the original production. So the original production, before the movie, Sandy was a brunette and she was American. She wasn't blonde and Australian.
What?
I know. Well,
back up here now. I don't know this at all.
This is a big shock for a lot of people, but this is actually the original script. But it's brilliant. The girl playing Sandy is Martha, and she's a brunette and she plays an American, and she's brilliant and her voice is incredible. So this was the original. Well, a lot of people don't know that.
And is it the same storyline?
Yeah, and apparently when Olivia Newton-John went for the part, apparently, I don't know how true this is, they didn't like her American accent. It didn't sound right, so they just changed it to her being Australian. They let her be Australian, and it really worked for the film. So all the classics are in there, and everyone sings along. But there's three or four songs that were not in the movie but were in the original, and they're added in as well. And honestly, they're great songs. Yeah. Like one's called Mooning. I don't know if you know the scene where the guys are like mooning in.
Of course, I know everything, Peter. Well, I was obsessed with it growing up.
Well, there was a song called Mooning, and they do the song Mooning, and it is brilliant. I don't think it's in the film at all. Mooning.
So there's going to be arses out on stage.
There's a lot of arse talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who do you play?
I play the teen angel, mm-hmm. which is ironic because I'm neither a teen nor an angel. But I love my part.
Yeah.
I come in and I'm not so angelic. I'm actually a bit arrogant, and I'm like my servants. I'm like, you know, let's clean this place up a bit. She's going to go back to school. Fix her up, you know, get her back on track. So I'm not like this sweet angel guy.
Imagine if that was the real Peter Andre.
Yeah.
And he wasn't nice at all.
I like
he was like,
I'm nice. I'm nice, but I'm a bit like sort of like, you're wasting my time, you know. I've got things to do in heaven, thank you, darling.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very much that sort of thing.
Yeah.
In the original script, a lot leads up to this one point, whereas in the movie, it's sort of like a bit of a throwaway song. But in the play, it's brilliant. It sort of leads to this big moment of this. She's been wanting someone to appear and tell her what to do, and I've turned up. Even though that happens in the movie, it doesn't quite translate that way. It really does in the show.
And I believe the tickets are just flying out the door. Everyone loves Peter Andre, the giant.
Well,
to see
I'm not
you.
Sure about that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I certainly.
Why
was...
can't you take a compliment?
Okay. Keep going.
Listen to me. I want to play a little game with you.
Yeah, go
and
on.
I hope you don't mind. But I'm going to give you 10 questions. from the 90s.
Right.
And you have to do as well as you possibly can. All right?
Okay.
All right. So, Peter Andre, question number one. Which 90s band was named after an area in London?
E17.
She played Hattie in EastEnders before becoming a pop star. Who are we talking about?
Kim Marsh? Michelle Gale.
Yeah. Name four boy bands from the 90s.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, E17, Take That.
Okay, Sheryl Crow was a backing singer for Michael Jackson. True or false?
True, 1988. She was the backing singer and she was the girl in the video for Dirty Diana.
Oh, God, he knows his stuff. All right, who are the twins in Bewitched related to?
Shane Lynch from Boyzone.
Absolutely. How did Hanson meet?
They're three brothers.
Who sang Cotton Eye Joe? Come on, Pete. Come on.
I know them. I've just did a thing with them in... I don't know.
Your neck is looking a bit...
Beard?
No, your neck is looking a bit red there.
Rednecks?
Yes, okay.
Yes.
You had a number one with Flavour. Who knocked you off the top spot?
Skinner and Bedell, I think, with... Skinner and Bedell, I think, with Three Lions.
Do you? I think it's something else, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right.
I think it's the Fugees, Ready or Not.
Well, they were... No, that was on Mysterious Girl.
Okay, so I'm incorrect. Okay,
I might be wrong. You might be right. Jesus, I'm getting too old. I can't remember.
So which Jamaican rapper featured on Mysterious Girl?
His name is Bubblaranks.
Peter Andre. Sing his bit.
Baby girl, I said tonight is your lucky night. Peter Andre along with Bubblaranks and the Mike. You know what? I only got 8 out of 10. I'm devastated.
Michelle Gale did the last one and she got 8.
I love Michelle Gale. I've seen her for years.
She said, I was in Top of the Pops that night. How did I not know the answer?
I know. Crazy, isn't it?
Listen, it's been deadly talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was good fun.